possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Malaria infects 220 million people every year and is the most important parasitic disease affecting man today. Today, we're joined by Dr. Dennis Kyle, Georgia Research Alliance eminent scholar in anti-parasitic drug discovery and the head of the Center for Tropical and Emerging Global Diseases. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
What can you tell me about malaria and why it is such a struggle for us to develop a vaccine or a widespread treatment?
Malaria is a complex disease. It's the disease that's transmitted by female anopheline mosquitoes. When that mosquito bites you, they inject this infective form that immediately finds its way into the liver where it undergoes development. One infectious form can turn into 20,000 in the liver. Those will then break out and infect the blood cells in your body, and that's when you start to develop symptoms of malaria, the chills and fever that everybody associates with the disease. And once that happens, those millions of parasites, you can have 10 to the 8th parasites or more in your body when you're infected. Those become infectious to mosquitoes again and transmit the disease back to mosquitoes, where they also undergo amplification. So there are multiple different parts of the malaria life cycle. It's very complex, but each opportunity the parasite has, it amplifies its copies of itself so that it enables itself to be transmitted. And it's been very good at it. For years, we've had problems. It is the most important parasitic disease of man. The reason it is because of Plasmodium falciparum. This is the most deadly form of the disease. This is the one that kills at least 500,000 people every year right now in Africa. Most of these are children under the age of 5 or pregnant women who are particularly prone to having severe outcomes of infections with malaria. Why are there no vaccines? It's a very complex disease compared to viruses, where there's only a small number of different targets. There are thousands of different proteins and different pathways in the malaria parasite. We've not been able to come up with a vaccine for a eukaryotic pathogen like this. The other big problem we have is drug resistance. It's very much like you've heard of extreme drug resistance with tuberculosis. The malaria parasite has the ability to develop resistance to every drug that we throw at it. We're now using different combinations, but we're still getting resistance even to our most effective combinations.
What types of treatment are you working on now?
We're working in several areas. One, we're actually trying to identify how they become resistant to the most important drug called artemisinin. This is a drug that comes from a natural product, a weed called Artemisia annua, sweet wormwood, and it's very effective against the parasite. It reduces the number of parasites in your body faster than any other drug, but this parasite has become resistant to it by a novel mechanism, and we've been studying that, trying to target both how it becomes resistant, and once we know how that happens, seeing if we can actually kill these resistant forms with new therapies. The second area we're working in is, I told you about the mosquito biting somebody. Another kind of malaria that's very hard to eliminate, and this is one of the major targets for the malaria eradication campaign, is once the parasite invades the liver, instead of all the parasites developing and coming out and infecting the red cells, some of them go to sleep in the liver, and they can stay dormant for weeks or months or even years. And that's the kind of malaria that our grandfathers used to came back from Korea and Vietnam with. Most of those, when you hear the stories about malaria with you for years, that's the kind that people are talking about. The most deadly form doesn't go to sleep in the liver. So once it goes through, if you treat it effectively in the blood, then you're not going to have it anymore. It's this special kind called vivax malaria that has these dormant parasites that are really a problem, because the only drug we have to treat it is a drug called Primaquine, which is toxic to about 30% of the population where malaria is endemic because of a certain blood deficiency. So we need new effective drugs for eradicating those liver dormant stages, as well as overcoming the resistance in the blood stages.
What is it about certain parts of the world that malaria thrives in versus, I guess, the United States, where we don't have an issue with malaria?
many people don't realize this. We had malaria in the United States for years, up until the 50s or 60s, when we started getting screens on our window, spraying DDT to eradicate mosquitoes, and other types of campaigns like that to eradicate. And it's actually easier to do in a temperate climate like we have versus in a tropical climate where you have transmission, maybe not year-round, but more year-round than you would here. So it's very difficult. As long as the mosquito is prevalent and people are in the same area, transmission is going to occur, and it's very hard to get rid of it because we haven't until very recently really attempted mass drug administration campaigns to actually try to really eradicate the disease.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Dennis Kyle, Georgia Research Alliance eminent scholar in antiparasitic drug discovery and professor of infectious disease in the UGA College of Veterinary Medicine. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.